My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by JulieLand.com. Today I'm joined, as always, by the photographer that all the girls want to be shot by, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you.
And today's show, I decided to invite a friend.
You have one?
I do. Who is a all-around good guy in porn. He writes, he directs. Okay, let's go with writes in quotes. He directs, he performs.
Everything's in quotes.
He produces, he does a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I consider him to be kind of the Ed Wood of directors of porn. Mr. Ralph Long.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks
Mo
for coming.
Mo, baby.
On. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I appreciate you coming over.
Well, thanks, big boy.
So I don't want to turn this into a punching bag type
isn't this
event.
Like a celebrity roast slash?
It is, kind of. At this point, it is.
Intervention.
I want to talk
We're going to talk about that drinking problem you have.
My greatest hits.
Your greatest hits. No, I want to talk to you about, because we've known each other for a while now, and you produce for girlfriends, you direct for various companies. I know you have a line of DVDs going through Red Light District. You have a website. I mean, you have a little bit of everything going on. You're known about town pretty much every. You're kind of a gossip queen. Everybody knows that if they want the good dirt, they can get it from you.
Yeah, ooh, baby.
So, but I wanted to talk specifically about is some of your, in quotes, features and some of your parodies.
Yes.
Now, I believe you direct some of these parodies under your name.
Yes.
Your performing name, but they're also directed under another name.
They have higher budgets.
They have higher budgets. And so they don't allow your name to even be attached to them.
Well, separates the two shitty movies with semi-shitty movies.
So I was going through your list of movies.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen through a couple of these.
Okay.
You watch them?
To the trailers.
Did you jerk off to them?
I have not yet. Actually, there is one movie here that I did watch most of. And we'll start with that. One day, Ralph comes into my office, and he's like, Mo, I got a movie. And he goes, it's about a magician. He's like, old. And he goes back in time. And I'm just paraphrasing. I have no clue what this movie actually is about. And he's old, and he comes back in time, and he fights aliens. And it's kind of this flashback movie. I'm like, what? Okay. And he goes, I need a title. And I was like, a title? And at the time, the only thing that I could think of was that movie Aliens versus the Cowboys or Cowboys versus Aliens came out. And I was like, well, why don't you do Aliens versus the Magician? I love it. Let's do it.
I said, fuck it. Let's do it. And I did.
And then suddenly there's a box cover of some fucking shit of him dressed as the Magician.
Yeah, I did.
It's such bullshit. Yeah, and great. I watched through part of this.
The effects are good.
You know,
I
want to
know
effects.
Which girls are in the movie.
There was Isis Love. There was Jinx Maze. Shit, who else was in that movie?
I want to meet Isis Love.
Oh, Diamond Kitty. And then a couple like amateur girls.
You shoot so much that you don't
know. I shot in L.A. and then in Miami.
Oh, so you were bi-coastal with this feature.
Yeah, I was started in Miami.
Multiple locations. Huge budget here we're talking.
I was drunk off my ass in Miami.
And in L.A. He's been drunk in every shoot.
And then I was looking around the prop house, and they had the magician shit. So I was like, I'm going to make a magician movie. This is going to be awesome. And then halfway through, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? This is so dang dumb. They had a little alien props. I'm like, they're like on strings. I'm like, ah, so stupid.
It's like, I could see you telling the girls, just go with this. Yeah. Trust me, it's going to work.
They're like, what is this? Crazy. I'm like, dude, just pretend you're getting... There's an alien on your shoulder. I put the little CGI, little fucking aliens.
Are you
stuff.
Even allowed to call it CGI? It is so low.
After Effects. Let's put it After Effects.
Let's really talk. It's After Adobe.
After Effects. Yeah, Adobe After Effects.
We're not talking.
Now, have you seen the movie Ed Wood, or do you know who Ed Wood
is? Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
Do you associate with him at all? Do you?
Well, I just think the with porn, people just watch the sex. I mean, I think there has to be. A little story to it, but I'm not going to bust my ass to, you know, go way over the top just to get... I just want to get to the point to get to sex, make people laugh, ha ha ha, and there it is. So it's like, I think cheesy's funny. So
sure.
I just go full retard on
it. The term I use with what I do is I always tell people, I just take the piss out of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, and I think that's what you're doing. It's like, let's... I always tell people, like, who wants to take this shit seriously? It's fucking, it's sex.
Yeah.
Like... It's supposed to be fun. Let's have some fun.
Like for Aliens vs. Magician, I think I even shot it on the old Sony Z1U, so I didn't care. I shot on tape. So I was like, I'll go old school. Hey,
I still shoot on tape.
I shot into my Fisher-Price 8mm.
Yeah. I mean, I could have used the 5Ds, but it's like, it would, it's just overkill.
Too much work.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck, a shotgun this bitch.
No, you also did Big Trouble in Porn Valley. Yeah. Now, did that have anything to do with Big Trouble in Little Chinatown?
It started out, and I was like, fuck it.
So, who was in that one?
There was Jesse Rogers. There was some Florida town again. It was like me.
Bi-coastal film again.
Nina Multiple Linda,
occasions. Yeah.
Then Ness Kate, the French girl. She was hot. She played a nurse. Me and Jim Powers worked on that one.
Okay.
I kind of upped it. I actually brought some. I was like, I'm directing, but I'm going to pay some asshole to actually organize this shit. So like Jim came along and shot most of it and was like, you're an idiot, but I'll shoot it. Like,
how many movies have you done?
Oh, lots.
Would you, just a guess?
Maybe 20, but I don't use my name on half of them. Some I just leave uncredited. It's just like,
directed by, we don't know.
No, like your latest movies through Red Light District or through your own name.
Yeah, I put the
like,
real name.
I mean, it's like
they're
Latin
just Gonzo. Yeah, it's just like big ass. It's just simple Gonzo. There's no story. Well,
what's your favorite kind of movie to do?
Latin movies.
Like, give me example.
Big
like,
asses. That's my thing.
Big ass. That's Latin.
He loves
like
Latin.
Name your. Who's your perfect girl?
Oh, there is. I don't know. I go for a variety. It doesn't really matter. I mean, there was a Bella Anderson for a while. I loved her.
Oh yeah, I know. She's cute.
Jinx Mace.
And then it was Jinx, and there was.
Because I'm trying to think of any Latin with a big ass.
Who has a huge ass? I don't.
Veronica Rodriguez.
She doesn't really have a big ass, but she's cool. I shot her.
Liv Aguilera.
I haven't shot her yet.
No. Cassandra Cruz?
Shot her. Not. She got a nice ass. Yeah.
Mm. He likes the Latina. He always.
I did. Like, I shot every Latina.
I've seen some.
Phoenix hot. Marie Dez?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, exactly. he would turn her down.
Yeah, he would.
Over like some Latina that nobody knew.
Yeah.
Phoenix or Consuela? Let's go, Consuela. Let's hit this thing.
I'd be down in Florida. Like, you ever shoot a parody? Fuck it. Come on down. You don't have to do shit.
Have you ever seen Mad Men? No?
Yeah.
Well, you're playing this chick that's a secretary with a redhead. No.
Well, Kick-Ass, that's how I started that movie, Kick-Ass. It was, I got a call from one of my Miami producers, and he was like, what was her name? Esperanza Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't shot in years, and she did one trip to Florida, and that she's tested. She only wants to shoot two scenes. Are you interested? Her rate was fucking enormous, but I was like, where is she? Miami. I said, fuck. So I took the red eye that night. I canceled my shoots that week. I said, fuck it. I got a plane that night. I flew down there because I was originally going to shoot Kick-Ass in L.A. So I said, I'm just going to... I didn't know she spoke no English. So I get down there. I had to buy all this props. I'm like, I'm going to start the movie in Florida. I'll come back. But she spoke no English. So I'm like, oh, shit. How am I going to do this? So we just had her say
shit. Si hablo inglés?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So we... started it and I was like, God, this is horrible. But she was great, you know, great performer. So then I was like,
yeah,
I shot two more scenes.
I'm just like, thinking, great performer, great ass,
yeah, like, beautiful. Then I came back, I said,
I don't remember what she did, I was too busy looking at her ass.
Well, no, that's how I love Adam Woods. So I sat there, I was like, damn, I don't want to invest any more money into this. I was only three scenes into the movie. I said, oh man, this movie's gonna fucking suck. I don't want to put no more money into this bitch. It's going to like tank. I'm going to lose money now. So then Adam, he's like, I got all these scenes for sale. And I was like,
oh my God.
Adam, you look like the Nicolas Cage character. I made him big dick. He said big daddy. So I said, you're perfect. So I paid him to do dialogue down in West Hollywood. He's walking around in like this Batman suit. Down in West Hollywood. So I put this footage into the movie, and then I bought his shitty ass sex scenes. And it makes no sense because it's like this one girl's looking for her chihuahua in his apartment. So it's like I mix it in where he's like, he's walking and his cell phone rings. He's like, hello? And then it's like, oh, there's a girl looking for a chihuahua. Then it cuts to him, old footage of him, like, with the girl. Who, so I just mixed
who put this DVD out?
JM at the time.
I want to see this DVD. I got to get a copy, please. This just looks... this is the way that it should be done, as far as I'm concerned.
So it's just... The critics were like, what the fuck? like
this critics thing. Say, what the fuck?
Yeah. They're like, this, you know, girls were hot, but the story makes no fucking sense.
But, like, again, it's porn. It's,
yeah.
I, Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so
if I want to hear stories, I'll go to a real movie and like.
No, yeah, that's what I think too. Even the higher end ones, like the.
No, you did Barbed Wire.
Well, yeah, they had bigger budgets to a different company, so.
No, but I saw the trailer to this, and no
one. Who's the star of that? Who did you have star in that?
That was Brittany Amber and Billy Glide were the two main stars in that one.
No, from what I understand, is that was shot on a very limited space.
Well, I used Van Nuys Studios, and the budget I was given for the feature that they wanted, I could do it in a day. Because, you know, with the crew, and, you know, I had a big crew. So
we're talking 24
hours. All five of them.
Well, no, yeah, there was six in a crew. Yeah, but again, that's more. That's way more than I'm used to. So the script, actually, it was written by David Stanley. It was written in two spots. It was in a bar and an alley. That was it. So again, I had to shoot the whole fucking movie in one day. So it was four scenes, and that's when I can't reveal his name, but I got a different director, well, not a different director, but a good person to come and help me. So it was two of us shooting it. That way, the only way I could do it. So
Axel Braun came out.
No. Okay. The new sensations guy.
No, that makes sense, though. I always tell people all the time, like, if I had to, I would do shoots where you one day two different have two different separate crews on.
You got to.
And just like you do this half of the movie, I'll do this half of the movie.
Same with Karate Kid. I shot at La Tuna where it was like different floors of a house. So it was like that was more complex. There was a lot of outside, inside, two crews, two cameras. I always had to bring another camera.
Yeah, I my girl Bobby Starr, who I help with everything, and I do websites and everything. I was just telling her this a few weeks ago. I said to her, like, we could be cranking out movies. You be directing in one room, I'll direct the other room, and and you can just go.
Right. That's the part that sucks when you're shooting porn, because it's like you have to, for the sex, it's like pretty girls, sex stills, sex. And it's just like it just takes up so much time. But if you can have two people doing it at the same time, it cuts.
But like when we used to do her movies, we did one of the movies I helped her with, she did. Where she did two days, and it was like six DP scenes in 2 days. And we shot at the LA Standard.
Cool.
And all I had to do is tell the girls to shut up and quit screaming because they were going to bring attention because the girls getting railed.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, but like we did, like went through it pretty quick. Yeah. I helped her with that. You know, she's directing it for Evil Angel.
See, I haven't seen Barbed Wire yet. I saw the his Barbed Wire.
Oh. Didn't see the original?
I love the original. Oh, okay. And that's why I was so devastated when I asked Mr. Lung about the intro of the movie.
I know. I agree
the
with you.
The original Pamela Anderson scene. It's against black. She's swinging, and there's somebody spraying a hose at her for 5 minutes. When I was younger, I jerked off to that many times.
Okay.
That's all it was. How
in parentheses,
difficult.
You jerked off to everything.
Okay. I was young. It was okay. How difficult would it be on a black background to hose a girl down, or at least parody it with hosing her?
I understand, but you got to understand, like, I'm shooting this in one day. She has makeup. Mm-hmm. We're very limited. I have a makeup artist for X amount of hours. I didn't wrap that movie until, 4:35 a.m. in the morning. I didn't want to keep her there that
you
long.
Know the, you know what I hear here?
Huh?
You know what I'm hearing?
What?
Excuses.
I know, it is. I'm sorry, I didn't...
And you know what? Excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Yes, I agree, so...
So, okay, I mean, listen, I look at you, the stuff I have seen of you, I have to appreciate. I have to say the same thing of going, listen, you get, for the budget you're given, you're able to sell a product. I mean, honestly, you have top name parody names here, where somebody else is going through and doing, not to call out anybody specific, but somebody's doing Avengers, and it's... $80,000 budget or whatever they have, you're doing for, you know, $800, you're doing barbed wire.
Well, not that low, but yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Well, Karate Kid.
Oh, it was more than $800?
Yeah, well, Karate Kid I liked the most because, like, I got Ron Jeremy to come in. I had, like, I brought in Billy.
Was he awake when he did it?
Yeah, he came in.
And who played Daniel? Who played Daniel?
Tommy Pistol.
Tommy Pistol, nice. Yeah.
And then I had Evan Stone play Mr. Miyagi. I made him Asian. I painted him brown.
Okay. Well, this brings up a good thing that came through a question is, and how did you duck out of this? Evan Stone played Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
Asian.
Yes.
Joanne Angel, not to throw another company out there, but Joanne Angel did The Walking Dead, and she had somebody white guy, shit, I can't think of his name, play the Korean kid in The Walking Dead.
Wild.
Yes, Danny Wild. And people went ballistic. There were people calling out, it's racist, he's yellow-faced, he's all these things. Whether I agree, disagree, whatever, they went nuts.
Was her parody more dark and serious?
No.
It's
The Walking Dead.
And the three people that complain about something like that, basically, you're a loser. It's fucking porn. And right. If you take this shit seriously, grow the fuck up.
I agree, but I'm curious how you dodged that.
I just made Evan over the top and goofy. I didn't.
But your ad was on the cover of Asian girls.
There was Asian girls in there. Like he had sex with Asian woman, a real Ooh. Asian woman.
Which Asian girls?
Kenny Styles wasn't available.
Which Asian girls?
I don't know if he's legal or not.
Oh,
that's a different subject.
Which Asian girls?
Wow.
I want to know which Asian girls.
Jessica Bangkok?
Gia Grace at the time.
Don't know.
At the time, that she was Asian? She's not anymore?
No, it was supposed to be Jaden Lee, and then something, we had to reschedule, and then she couldn't do it, so then I brought Gia Grace. She was Vietnamese.
Hmm. Close. Mm-hmm. Not, why not Asa Akira?
It's too expensive.
Oh, so that's out of your budget range.
It was for that one. Yes.
And last
the whole budget.
But it would be the whole budget.
No. Last but certainly not least that I can think of here on your list is MacGyver. Now,
James Bartholet, baby, main star. He had a sex scene. Exactly. Speechless.
I am rarely ever completely speechless, but that was one of those moments. I'm sorry. So he played the was it Richard Dean Anderson?
No, it was Dean was God, what, Richie Calhoun.
Richie. Okay, that makes sense. Because I know Saturday Night Live did the like MacGruber thing, and then they made a movie. So were you parodying MacGruber or MacGyver?
No, MacGyver
for the actual TV show. Yeah. So who was James in this?
He was like that sidekick dude.
Oh, yeah. I know. The pilot guy. Yeah.
I never watched MacGyver. So
it's been a while. I loved that show. So how bad is this movie?
It was shot in a day. I used this real shitty studio. I think the studio was about to go under, so they let me have it super cheap because they didn't care.
Do whatever you want.
The only problem was they shut the AC and heat off, so it was like, thanks for telling me that when I get in there.
I've been in those situations.
So
not
it was
fun.
Super hot and super cold like at night, so I was like, shit. Yeah. So,
been there.
It was funny. It was just, you know, it is what it is.
Now, I saw you roll up in Bentley here. So, obviously, you're pocketing a lot of this money.
Oh, shit, yes.
So, honestly, you're kind of a go-to guy of going,
I don't pay anybody. I just, you know, it's the love of the movie. They just come here.
Please, come. I'll give you some profit sharing.
Yeah. I'll give you exposure, babe. I'll make you famous.
I mean, but
just do what I say.
Yeah.
Señorita.
Somebody could say... Somebody could say to you,
I pay in pesos. Yeah, there you go. I said pesos, not a dollars, baby.
Exactly. That's where you love the Latin girls.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'll get you a green card.
A 1,000 pesos.
Is there any budget that is too low for you? If a company came to you and said,
depends on what
we
they
have
want, right?
$3,000, we need a 5-sex scene movie. Could you pull it off?
Yeah, I'd be like, no problem. Then I go to the Home Depot selling content. I'd be like, how much? I'll buy $100 scenes.
No,
like,
dude, he'd probably just sit there and go, all right, cool. I'm gonna get 5 girls. I'm gonna fuck all 5 girls. That'll, you know, for $100 a piece, and film POV. And
I'll be like, you need 5 different guys with that 5 different wigs, babe. I'm Julio. I'm Juan.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey.
Exactly. And then we over
and
here.
Mo comes in for free.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Well, if she's hot, yeah. So what upcoming projects do you have?
I wrote 2 scripts. I have we have Hot Tub Time Machine, which I just wrote the scripts.
I'm not playing the fat guy in that.
And Goonies. I don't know. They're just written, so I'm gonna shop them around.
Am I still playing Chunk?
Can you do the Chuffle Shuffle?
No, I'm not doing the Chuffle
Come
Shuffle.
Come on, you can do the Chuffle Shuffle.
You're going to do Goonies?
He is, I'm not.
I want to get, I don't think I can say her name, but I'd love to get the production manager of New Sensations to play the Ma. I don't know if I can say.
No, I would not, because she'll kill you, but she would be great for that role.
She'd be perfect.
Wow!
Wow!
This is gonna get some views. Listen to all the shit.
So if she's listening out there, please, Mama, come on, do it for me.
Do it for the art.
Maybe Scott will do it. I'll be like, here's the condition, Scott. We'll put it underneath it, but she has to.
She has to do it. She can play the role well. She's a great actress.
She'd be so mad doing it. Would be great. You motherfuckers.
Okay. On that note, where can we find all these fine products you say you direct and?
Most of them are at Pulse.
Pulse Distribution.
Yeah. Then the other ones are Dream Zone and IVD.
Yeah. So you can. So those are big distributors. So you can find them wherever fine DVDs are sold or
VOD. Yeah, you can look them up. Adult DVD Empire has everyone.
Nice, nice, yeah. Nice. And where can we find you online?
GirlGotAss.com. That's my main site.
That's your main site.
That's got my Twitter links.
GirlGotAss.com. Yep.
Girl Got Ass.
And do you also own the Spanish version of that? Senorita? I don't know how to say that.
Asshole? And then, yeah, so, and then Ralph Long XXX.
On Twitter. Yeah. Well, thank you, Ralph. Thank legend. You so much for coming out here. You are truly a legend in our industry.
Yes.
And I love you. I love you, man. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can check me out on Twitter. My Twitter name is Mox at MOXXX, or you can find me on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of fun BTS shots from the shoots I work on. Thanks, and I'll talk to you guys next time.